ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Hey, thank you for downloading the podcast, everyone. It's Cliffo and old pissy button Gabby over there.
I couldn't believe it. I just went to the loo, and as I went to flush, I saw something fall into the bowl.
Was there a little tinkle, tinkle, tinkle of it falling into the bowl and then a splash?
No, I just saw this black thing fall into the bowl, and I thought it was a fly just going in, which is so silly. Yeah. No, don't do that. But no, I looked closer and it was the button off my dress. But of course I couldn't save it because it was after the deed. And I'm not sewing that back onto my dress.
Gabby's, going to be buttonless.
I'm buttonless.
It was either buttonless or wee button
on
your back.
Buttonless.
So, yeah, go buttonless. You made the right choice, mate.
It's unheard of to have all three Origin games played in Queensland, but that's what's happening. Third game happening tonight on the Gold Coast, and to talk to us more about it is Wally Lewis. How you going, Wally?
Yeah, I'm going pretty well. I must admit, though, I'm a little bit nervous. The fear of failure and perhaps a 3-0 series defeat. Wow, that'd be tough to cop. But excited for the game anyway.
So I'm saying this one, it's not a decider. It's a doesn't matter. Is that the case?
Well, a lot of people can suggest that it is. It doesn't matter, but for the players that have been embarrassed by back-to-back losses in the Queensland jersey, it will mean a lot to them. Yeah. I had a couple of those myself when New South Wales had the series wrapped up 2-0, and we ran out with probably and displayed as much venom as we ever had previously to try and grab success in Game 3. As a sports person, the fear of failure is always there, and I've got to say that that will inspire the Queensland guys to perform a lot better than they have in the first two matches.
Yeah, I hear you there. For the fans, Wally, like, NRL fans are known for turning their back when their teams aren't doing very well and just, you know, not getting involved. What do you say to the fans of Queensland today before the game tonight?
Look, the players themselves, they go out there, they produce their best. If it isn't the best team that's been picked, or there are a couple of reasons why they didn't perform at their best, they feel pretty ordinary about it. They don't ever like to let the people of Queensland down. And the greatest thing that I've got to say about my footy career playing State of Origin footy was that the Maroon supporters never turned on us. Even when we lost a back-to-back series, they were there in record numbers for the first game of the next series.
Fantastic. Wally, you retired from playing in 1992. You then went on to do a bit of coaching. We're actually doing a 90s nostalgia week this week on Hit. Can you give me a favourite memory from the decade that was the 90s? And a favourite memory other than, you know, getting bashed up on a footy field every weekend? That ending.
Favourite memory on the field are we talking about?
On, off, whatever. Just a highlight of the 90s for you.
The highlight of the night is for me was my final game playing for Queensland, 1991. I found out my daughter, Jamie Lee, was profoundly deaf the day of the game. So I had an opportunity to be instantly inspired. I knew that it was there were much more important things in life than footy. So I went out and the support that I got from Queensland all the way was remarkable. That's a moment that I will never forget for the rest of my life.
Oh, my God, you just gave me shivers.
That is amazing, Wally. Thank you for sharing that. And catch this guy on Nine News and Wide World of Sports presents Game 3 of State of Origin from the Gold Coast tonight, 7 p.m. on Channel 9. The King, Wally Lewis. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
We are going to make someone a millionaire. That's happening. We are giving away $1 million guaranteed to someone with Alpha Bucks. And because of this, we're like, oh, you know, $1 million, it seems like an unfathomable amount of money.
It seems
like I can't get my head around that kind of size of cash. So we thought we'd get someone who knows all about money on with us to talk about it today. David Leonardi joins us. He is a Bank of Queensland branch owner and manager. How are you, David?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Cliffo and Gabby.
It's so good to have you on the show, David. So We want to, I guess, grasp the concept of $1 million and how much money physically that actually is. Are you able to give us an idea? Like, say I was to go to the bank and take out $1 million. How would that be given to me?
Well, it wouldn't be. If it was in $2 coins, that'd be about 33,000 kilograms.
Whoa!
So we wouldn't be doing that. $100 notes would be the best thing. That'd be about 100 kilos.
100 kilos. $100 notes.
100 kilos of $100 notes.
That's a lot of money.
Fathomable. So how...
I'd help you carry it out to the car.
So the $100 note, say it's 100 kilos worth, how big would that stack actually be? Like, would that fit into, say, the boot of a sedan?
Yeah, no problems at all.
It would fit into the boot of a car. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. So if I had suitcase, like I was an evil guy in a bad movie, how many suitcases would I need to carry $1 million?
You'd probably... Maybe five?
Five? All right. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can get five suitcases.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, good to know. So for when Gabby turns evil genius, like she becomes the bad guy in an action movie, she's going to need...
If you see me with five suitcases, you know.
You see her nipping into strand bags, picking up five ports, you know what's going on. All right, it is happening. We are giving away $1 million guaranteed Friday morning after 8 o'clock. That's when you can find out, everyone, how you can be part of Million Dollar Alpha Bucks. In the meantime, you want to grab the listener app because that's going to help you on your journey.
Mm-hmm.
But David Leonardi, the branch manager and owner of Bank of Queensland, we love it so much, mate. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
There has been a social media indiscretion. You might actually say this is a Cliffo and Gabby radio intervention, which we haven't done for a while.
This is a Cliffo and Gabby radio intervention.
This is definitely aimed at me, obviously.
100%. It's the Instagram posts of Little Bear.
What about
dressed up in costumes? Now, this has been an ongoing theme of the show. Yeah. You know, I am not a believer
not a
in
fan.
Dressing up your pets. I believe it's only for the pet owner. It's not for the pet themselves.
I agree with that, but I still do it because I love it.
And what did you call him the other day? A pup.
He's a pupfluencer.
Okay.
He got sent treats and a little bandana, a troll's bandana the other day.
And after you've put up the post on your personal Instagram, I think we got some photos and stuff that you can get up on our Insta as well too, at Cliffo and Gabby. But I'm like, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
That he's a pupfluencer.
This dressing up your pet thing. Like, we have to talk about this. It's finally time, Gabby, that we ask the question.
What's the deal with
people who dress up their pets? Look, I get it. We all do. Your new Puganese cross-pitchwower, cross-bullshit, is the cutest animal on God's green planet. All of your followers love his fluffy little face so much they want to Insta-smush it right through their phone screen. He fits into a handbag, for God's sakes. He's adorable. But that's no excuse to dress the poor little guy up like he's about to enter a bad American Halloween movie. Newsflash, your dog doesn't like it. It's selfish, and it's for your Insta gratification only. Him trying to shake off the dorky little hat you just put on his tiny little head isn't playing. It's uncomfortability. Stop it. I don't want to point any fingers, but the elf and gingerbread man you dressed him up as at Christmas, the lobster you dressed him up as supposedly to sneak him onto your cruise, and the taco you dressed him up as just because you like Mexican food, all that was for you. Not to mention the pineapple, spider, frog, teddy bear, and tuxedo outfits you've made the poor little guy model before.
I feel attacked.
Yes, these were all Gabby. See the crimes against fashion now at our Instagram, at Cliffo and Gabby. He's cute enough. He doesn't need enhancing. Please, for the love of all things good on earth, just stop it. I'm Guy Clifton. These views are my own. The Hit Network and Gabby Elgood certainly don't back them.
I definitely don't back them. He gets treats.
You don't know fear and panic as a human being until you do your business in a toilet that then refuses to fly.
Oh, now, yes.
We have mentioned this on the show. We've got some mad renovations happening here at the office right now.
The whole place is a construction zone.
It's a construction zone. There's more tradies than there is office workers in the office right now. And yesterday we got an email telling us that the bathrooms, the old bathrooms that we've been using, are no longer to be used. The new bathrooms are the ones to use.
They're pretty fancy too.
Old Cliffy finishes the show at 9 o'clock yesterday morning, and often we have to hold on.
Well, yeah.
Because we're live on the radio.
The songs aren't long enough sometimes.
It's quite busy.
Leg it down to the loo.
Not all songs are like American Pie that goes for 8.5 minutes.
Yeah, get on that, artist. So we need some longer ones.
9 o'clock will often come around. We'll say goodbye. Then we both just out the door.
Straight to the loo.
Do our business. Mm. And it's, you know, yeah, it's big. I'm not going to get into details.
Well, we drink a lot of coffee through the show.
We drink a lot of coffee, a lot of water. And lucky for me, it was just a number one because absolute horror. I've finished my number one and then I've hit the button and nothing happened. So I hightailed it out of there and just thought, you know what? They've told me to use it. I've used the right bathroom. This is not my problem.
No, well, it's not. Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it.
Embarrassing,
and I thought,
man.
Okay, it's been 24 hours. I'm going to go back and just check, you know, what the result is 24 hours later. So just literally during the ad break and the song there, I nipped out and had a look. This is the result. All right, so on top of the dunny, there's now a sign sticky taped to it that says, please do not use, water not connected. I am lifting the lid. Oh, yeah. I can confirm it's still there. It's been fermenting for 24 hours. It is nasty. That is some nasty stuff right there.
Well, they do say if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
No, never.
I just don't think for 24 hours.
No, never let it mellow.
I don't remember Burjo saying yellow, let it mellow for at least a day on catchphrase.
Gross.
You know?
I have started a new thing, Cliffo, and it's only a couple of days in the making, but it is doing me many a favour. So I've figured out that I'm wasting too much time in my life. Like, I get home from work, I have a nap, I wake up, I'm groggy, I'm tired, I don't want to do anything.
This is a person who has a dress-up box full of costumes for her dogs who has just realised she is wasting time, everyone.
No, that's not wasted time. That's doing something.
It's productive.
No, I feel like I'm just doing not a lot of an afternoon and I could be more productive with my time. Like the house.
This is a typical post-holiday.
Totally.
I have to get my into order.
Oh, 100% it is.
Mood.
That's exactly what it is. I feel motivated because I'm rested after the holidays and whatnot.
Halfway through the
year. Yeah. And so I'm like, you know what?
Resetting my life.
While I'm motivated, let's get into good habits. And so that's what I'm trying to set up. So rather than binge watching Friends when I get home, I've got different things that I want to achieve. So I've started scheduling out my days. And
well done. That's very grown up.
Why, thank you. So I've got it in my calendar on my phone, and this is kind of how it reads. So I go to the gym straight after work, and then after that, I've scheduled lunch. Then I've scheduled a nap.
Scheduling lunch.
Then I've scheduled a nap.
Okay.
Then I've scheduled a walk with the dog or on the treadmill. Yeah. Then I've scheduled to clean one room of the house and to have a shower.
This is very productive, isn't it?
Then I've scheduled to cook dinner and prep my food for the next day. And then I can chill out in front of the TV before bedtime at 7:30 p.m. So I've done a little bit of a breakdown and that's my schedule moving forward. It hasn't gone exactly to plan over the last 2 days, but at least it's a good outline. But the best part about it is when someone asks you to do something that you don't want to do. And that happened last night when Nev was like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, sorry, mate, you're not in my schedule.
Sorry, buddy.
You'll have to book in.
You have to try and find some room in the calendar. $7:45, hit breakfast. Cliffo and Gabby hits $1 million Alpha Bucks, one millionaire guaranteed. We're going to make someone a millionaire.
It's going to happen.
Listen in Friday morning with the details on how you could be that instant millionaire. It hits. Go back up now.
Go. Cliffo and Gabby.
On hit. We are doing 90s Nostalgia Week this week, and we want to send it off with a bang on Friday by doing everything 90s, including the music. So we need your help to kind of curate that music list.
90s a whole playlist hits. Dedicated to the 90s. So we're going to be doing 90s themed interviews, content, 90s themed trending, competitions, Two Town Showdown will be 90s themed.
Yep.
But 131060, what needs to be on the music playlist? We're going to curate it?
Curate, yeah. That's it, like in a museum.
It's a big word for me. 131060, Kylie's here. What song has to be on the playlist for the 90s Nostalgia Day on Friday, mate?
Hi there, guys. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. That was an angsty teen hit, wasn't it?
This was my angsty teenage years in music form, Kylie.
Love it.
Love
it. Every time I hear it, it takes me back.
I bet.
It's on the list, mate. 131060. Joel's here. Morning, Joel.
Hey, how you going?
What's your 90s hit, Joel? What do you want to add?
Oh, mate, it can't be a 90s playlist without Eiffel 65 Blue.
Yeah, you're right. It was huge at the time.
Not the most involved lyrics to
No, one hit wonder.
It was kind of the start of that real obvious techno kind of sound,
yeah,
wasn't
like
it?
Really synthing voices up. Synthing like we're not voice, even gonna hide that we're auto-tuning anymore. Luke's here. What song are we adding on the playlist, Luke?
Crystal Waters, 100% Pure Love.
Oh yeah. I feel like this is in an ad at the moment.
I'm going to say this is a bit of a stranger one, Luke. Like, this wasn't an absolutely huge single, but a favourite of yours?
It's a favourite of mine and my partner's.
Okay. Oh, nice. All right.
Thanks, mate.
It's on the list.
Is this Athena? Anthea? Athena?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, well, either way. Go with both. What song?
Oh, no, Anthea.
Anthea?
Spice Girls, Never Give Up on the Good Time.
Okay, this is a lesser-known Spice Girls song. How did you fall in love with this song?
Oh, I'm so in love. I've just used to dance around to it all the time as a kid.
It's a good hit. Like, it's a good upbeat song. And I believe it was in their movie Spice World, where the army guy dances with them to it.
Yes.
You know, the bus from the movie Spice Girls is in Australia now, guys.
What?
It's like rotting down under in a paddock somewhere in outback Queensland. Yeah, true story. I'm just glad that we got a Spice Girls request that wasn't this.
What are they? Overrated. It's not their best song.
I like that we're
overrated. Totally
we're going
overrated.
Into the album tracks there. All right. We've got Nirvana, Eiffel 65, Crystal Waters,
and Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. I tell you
that's
what, hit us up at our Facey or Insta at Cliffo and Gabby. Keep the requests going through.
Mm.
There's more calls there, but we're getting running out of time. So keep them coming through at our socials and tune in for the 90s nostalgia wrap up show.
It's going to be
Friday morning on Hit.
It's like a blue light disco. Let's go.
It's going to be rad. Sick. Gabs, you know you've been getting the plumber around too much when you're on a first-name basis with the admin lady who answers the phone.
The one that books it in.
Good morning to Elise, if you're listening. Okay, this sounds crazy, and just for the record, I'm not obsessed and in love with plumbers and just love having them at my house, but I've had to have the plumber around 4 times in the last 6 weeks.
For the same issue?
So it is looking a little bit sus.
Yeah.
No, different issues.
Okay, good.
So I talked about it on air. You might remember it was about 6 weeks ago on a Sunday night. The toilet cistern in our ensuite just crapped itself and the water was just gushing.
Unintended.
Yeah, sorry. The water was gushing all night from the cistern into the toilet itself. Couldn't turn it off. Had to turn the water main off, this whole thing. So that was incident number one.
Mm.
Incident number two was me trying to replace the shower diverter.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I talked about that on air too. That
Cliffo trying to do his own plumbing, not a good idea.
That was a big fail.
Call
that
the professionals.
That was the worst of the lot.
Yeah.
That was number two. Number three, this was only 2 weeks ago, the other toilet cistern, same thing.
No.
And it makes sense because they're the same age, so them dying at the same time kind of makes sense. Mm. So that was incident number three. But incident number four, this was the real interesting one. This happened just this week over the weekend. I was hanging clothes on the line and I could feel under my feet warm water while my wife was taking a shower.
When you feel warm water, your brain goes to one place. Is someone
is it pee
weeing?
Or is it poo? Maybe? I don't know. Which one. No, I knew Michelle was taking a shower.
Right.
And you know how backyards will often have that little overflow thing. So it's a little hole in the backyard that has that black round grate thing.
Grill on it, yeah.
Yeah, the grill on it. Warm water was seeping out of the top of that.
Oh.
And it turns out, I know, because Eric, the plumber, first name basis with him too, he's been there four times. He said that's what it's there for. It's so it overflows into the backyard.
And not into the house.
And not into the house.
So
it turns out that was just blocked. So it was a pretty easy fix. But four call-outs within 6 weeks. I'd just like to let the guys know I do have friends. I do have a life. I'm not just lonely. Thank you for coming around. And if you ever do want to come around for a cuppa, Eric,
yeah. Always Tim Tams all around.
Casey Barnes, welcome back to the show, mate. How you going?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us. You're about to hit regional Queensland for your tour. We can't wait to see you around the place. Being in Queensland, obviously the best place to be as a musician right now.
Yeah, actually, good point. We're very, very lucky at the moment, still being able to do all our shows in Queensland. So not complaining at all.
Mm.
I think just, you could have ended it just being in Queensland, the best place to be. Stop.
Always.
Yes. Always. Casey, one thing that's absolutely blown our minds is how dedicated your fans are. You have some mad super fans out there. And as you embark on another regional Queensland tour, are you happy to take some questions from some of your fans right now?
Absolutely. Throw them at me.
All right. Well, Casey Barnes, say hello to Sakina. Hey, Sakina.
Hi.
Hey, Sakina, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, very well.
What's your question for Casey, Sakina?
Yeah, my question is, what's the funniest thing that has ever happened at one of your performances?
Oh, man, so many things over the years. I think probably, okay, this is pretty funny. Back in 2005, my first big break in music, I got to open for Bryan Adams, who is a big, big international star, right? We were doing...
Yeah.
The show for A Day on the Green. I'd never done, you know, a massive show like that before. The public didn't know who I was from a bar of soap. And the promoters come out on stage and said, ladies and gentlemen, opening us for the day today is a new talent, new Aussie talent, Casey Barnes. And my wife's out in the crowd and there's a group of girls in front of her sitting on a picnic rug. And they're all going, oh, yeah, this is Casey Barnes. It's Jimmy Barnes' daughter. She's awesome. She's awesome.
No!
So that was good. That was good.
Sakina,
you
happy with that answer?
I am.
Great call. Thanks, Sakina. Next, Nathan's here. Morning, Nathan. What's your question for Casey Barnes?
Yeah, hi. This is crazy. I see on your TikTok that you sort of play a bit of footy on tour and stuff like that. You seem to enjoy it. Do you have a dream person that you want to kick the footy on tour with? Because you've done Daryl Braithwaite, right?
Yeah, well spotted, mate. Well spotted. I grew up being a mad Hawthorn supporter as a kid. So if I could have a kick with, I don't know, Dermot Brereton or Jason Dunstall, I'd be a very happy man.
I don't know. Beaten.
I don't know any of those people.
Dancing Daryl.
But Daz.
Dad.
That's a true story. True story. We did the Way Out Winton Fest, right?
Yeah.
A couple of months ago.
It's awesome.
And Dazart was literally about to take the stage and he saw us having a kick and he's run down off the stage, grabbed the footy and actually had a kick with us for a couple of minutes. And then he went back up, started his set.
So good. Nathan, happy with that?
Absolutely. That's amazing.
Good on you, man. Thanks for the call. We got Darcy next.
Hey, Darcy, what's your question for Casey?
Hey. I was just wondering if Casey would ever consider rocking it out at a fan's engagement or wedding.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Maybe when my next album comes out, we'll try and do something like that. That's a great idea.
I feel like
Darcy's
you're
doing our
fishing,
job for us.
Darcy. Is there a chance that this may be on the horizon for you as a super fan of Casey Barnes?
You never know.
You never know. Yeah.
Hey, Darcy, if Casey Barnes is logged in, then maybe she'll get engaged.
Off the
Let's
air.
Make it happen.
Casey,
Let's make
she
it happen.
Totally told us off the air. That's a thing, mate. She wants you at the wedding. All right, we're going to end with Gloria. Gloria, what's
Gloria.
Your... Gloria. Gloria.
Hey.
What's your question for Casey Barnes?
Hey, Casey, my question for you is, can we expect a new single from you anytime in the near future?
Oh, hello, Gloria. I think I know exactly who this is, by the way. We will be seeing you at Townsville, I think. Townsville this week, so I'm looking forward to seeing you. Anyway, I digress. There is a new single. It is on the way, and it's coming out. I can tell you. Actually, we haven't even announced this yet, but I'll let you know. It's coming out mid-August, a brand new single. So that
Exclusive.
Is happening.
Good on you, Casey.
Exclusive.
Wonderful. Any hints?
Any hints? Oh, I don't want to give too much away, but...
You already just got the exclusive, Gloria.
You have, Gloria. I'll tell you more. I'll tell you more on Friday. Let's put it that way. When I see you, I'll let you know.
Looking forward to it. See you Friday night.
What a super fan. What an absolute legend. So as you heard, Casey's doing his thing. Friday night in Townsville. Saturday night in Cairns as well. Loving the regional tour so much. Casey Barnes, thanks for joining us on the show again, man. Big love.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.